pull in, and people can stare and point at you when you pull in, and the visitor center stopped there, and it was a good time. Talked to a few people, and a little story we've got from the East Coast Back Rally, and Frank can attest to it as well. We had Paul Waddell. He was the organizer of the event, and his trailer. We've all got pictures of our standing under.
Well, you're going to cry with this one too, Tim.
And he took all of us family portraits under this Byamville sign, you know, back in reminiscence of the first days of Wally Byam rallies and stuff. But the neighbor to Paul was a SOB. Was he a fifth wheeler, Frank?
Yeah, it was a toy hauler.
Toy hauler. Big fifth wheel toy hauler. And of course, all the rally goings on for the demos and the seminars, and I gave the Airstream history from 31 to 58 PowerPoint show that Fred Caldwell put together. And we were always there, and big groups were always there right next to this big toy hauler. And Paul gave the neighbor, the SOB neighbor, a East Coast Vintage Airstream Rally t-shirt for putting up with us. Well, a couple of weeks go by, and Paul stays in contact with this guy, and he ends up buying an Airstream, a vintage Airstream.
Wow.
And I think it may be, he got a good deal, maybe even given to him, but it's a 1960, I think it's a 64 Tradewind.
Yeah, and it's got a deer hunting hasp too.
Yep, a deer hunting hasp from the deer cabin, and mm-hmm. He's going to take and restore it and come out and join us on Airstream rallies.
That's cool.
You know what's even cooler there, though, is that Paul Waddell has paid the guys membership in the WBCCI,
yep.
The WGCU, and the VAC for his first year. And I think that's a really cool gesture on Paul Waddell's behalf.
Yeah.
And that's part of that Airstream spirit I'm talking about, Tim. It's guys like that really make this all, what it's all about.
Well, that's very nice of Paul.
Another thanks to you, Paul.
I personally thank Paul as the third vice president of the VAC. And, of course, Paul is the Region 2 VAC representative for the Vintage Airstream Club. So it was kind of cool that all happened. And we had a blast that weekend, and looking forward to it next year if we can get somebody to organize it for us to do it.
Hey, Rob, you know, also on that same weekend, there were some wannabes that became newbies because of coming there and attending that they came as like walk-ins for the day on Saturday, came for open house, and ended up going out the next week and buying an Airstream. I'm not quite sure what they bought. I think they bought a newer unit, but I might be wrong on that. But, yeah, that was pretty neat. And there were some first-timers there at that rally. That was a great rally.
There were a lot of first-timers there. Yeah, there were a lot of first-timers, and there were a lot of new Airstream owners. They just wanted to come to see the vintage trailers. And then we had Dragon Wagon from the forums. Dave and Rhonda, they came all the way out from the Detroit area.
Right, with their kids and their dogs.
With their kids and dogs, and it was all around a great time.
Wait, hey, Rob, what year's trailer was that they were camping in?
It was a 70s Sovereign, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's got a 58 Overlander, or 56 Overlander that he's working on. So that'll be his trailer for next year, I think.
We saw a handful of Airstreams on the drive, and we the last place we camped next to one, it was a 70s something, I'm not sure what year. And then the guy across from us, he was in a diesel pusher. He came over and was asking about it, and he said that he actually had a 62 Airstream that he needs to be fixed up, but he was there in a diesel pusher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you like the way yours looked?
Yeah, I got quite a few comments about this trip.
Any thumbs up?
Yeah, we got...
Isn't that a great feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, we got, I think, two thumbs up this time. But
I got to tell you about my thumbs up today.
Okay.
You'll love this one. All right, I got this thing for SOBs on the road. When I see an SOB, I've got to pass it. I don't care about the... tow at 60, you get better fuel economy, it's better on the trailer. I see the SOB, I pass it. But we're coming.